Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Travis, were you running late because you're finishing the beer from Saturday?
Wow.
See?
It's on.
Now she's just piling on.
It's on.
I'm not even responding. It's a false premise. I'm not going to engage.
Is this normal from Emily?
She's a little feisty today.
Yeah. I wanted the Eagles to win last night, and I lost some bets and stuff. Not real bets, but I lost some bets, so I was coming out fighting today.
See, we text sometimes, like you're on the show, you're not on the show,
yeah.
And sometimes I get nice Emily. Sometimes I
come in hot.
Right? I don't know what to do.
Business Emily. It's never mean Emily. Yeah. It's just business Emily.
I don't know.
See?
I don't know.
That's not for you to judge.
She did. Look, before she got all aggressive with her influencer critiques, she brought in a nice little, what would we call that, Emily? Casserole dish?
Yeah, casserole dish. Pyrex casserole dish.
Casserole dish full of pulled pork sliders that she made yesterday. I just saw you go elbows deep in there.
Gone.
Yeah?
So good.
Pretty good?
Oh, yeah.
All right.
If I knew you in college, you could borrow my truck anytime. I'll help you move. Absolutely. Just bring those over. No doubt. Yes, sir.
Even with the slaw, because you said you're not a slaw man.
Can't stand coleslaw, but yeah. That I liked. What was special about it? Like, what was different?
All right, so this is a shout out to Marcy, my grandmother. She's since passed, but this is Marcy's casserole recipe, or the coleslaw recipe. So it's just like the normal coleslaw, the bagged coleslaw that you get at the store, just the actual, like the cabbage and everything and the carrots. And then you do a cup of mayonnaise, which obviously we all, you know, unhealthy, but then you do a little bit of sugar. I usually eyeball it. And then I do relish.
Like when you say eyeball, are we talking like a teaspoon?
Yeah, it's not that much.
I got some big eyes.
It's just a little bit. And then, but it's the relish that really does it. Oh, so you do relish and pickle juice.
And no vinegar? Or is that the pickle juice kind of doing that?
Yeah, it does it. And it just really gives it the kind of like kick that that a lot of coleslaws lack. It's usually a lot of coleslaws are very bland. And then the pulled pork, again, I had the size of a baby. So this is a lot of pork butt that I had. And then it's I marinate it in the Dr. Pepper. And I did zero sugar today this weekend because I forgot and just that was all that was left. And I throw a bunch of seasonings and just put it in the crock pot for like 12 hours.
Okay, so that's just for this 3 hours, right?
Bam! What?
Because you went to the back room, they got some, Taylor
yes.
got some, Travis
Taylor,
has...
what's your review?
Yeah.
Dynamite.
Yeah.
Very good. Thank you, Emily.
All right.
Thanks.
So Travis has some left, he's going
to
get some.
I'm going to have one next break. I needed to hot tee it up during the break, so
yeah.
I made a little pit stop. Amanda said, stop talking during the breaks. I said, it's a good idea.
All right.
But then, I had a conversation with her.
It's like,
I'm in a good mood today. I was until Emily attacked me
like
for no
that?
Good reason.
Does Amanda like the impression of her that you just did?
That's my impression of anybody who tells me something to do.
Right.
That's true. Kind of my default. That's my kids. That's my mom. That's my wife. That's my boss. Anybody that tells me is kind of that voice. It's like if you ever told me to do, that would be you, DeMarco.
Oh, that voice? Okay. I know what you mean, that voice.
You need to do a better job on the podcast.
I heard that voice. There
guys,
we go.
I have a question to run by you. So one of my roommates, he moved out. So we love him. He's great. He's moving out amicably. Like he just needed to get his own place because he got a raise and wants to pay, live alone. So my friend is coming in to take the spot in the house. And so I was just going to the room to check it out, make sure everything was fine, that he cleaned it. He did it. And it was disgusting.
What didn't he clean?
The bathroom. He did not clean his own. He had an ensuite, so he had the primary.
Okay. How old is he?
He's 23.
Okay.
So it was disgusting.
Yeah.
So I spent like 4 hours on Saturday cleaning his bathroom before my friend had to arrive because she was taking over.
You are a very kind person.
4 hours?
But it was
that's a
it
bad
was
bathroom.
Bad, and it was like, and I also like I'm kind of a thorough cleaner and stuff like that, and I wanted to get everything. I did deep cleaning, all that stuff. So like, how do I? He's still my friend, and I still see him a lot. Do I say anything to him?
Yes.
And what do I say to him?
I spent 4 hours cleaning up your disgusting bathroom.
Period.
Do I
You're
ask welcome.
For compensation? Do I ask?
No.
Get his deposit back.
No. Mm-hmm. I like you. You chose to do it.
Exactly.
So,
like, maybe he would have done it eventually, or if I had asked him to do it. So it's all I can say, because that's where I'm stuck. Is like, I can't be like, okay, you need to, like, because I chose to do it.
Yep.
I didn't ask him to do it. So I'm kind of in this space.
That's a good roommate, a good friend, everything else. But you were not bullied. You chose to do it. So here's my question. Yeah. And Emily, you can't play in this one, because this is kind of a men's thing. Uh-oh. Typically. How old were you when you decided, you know what, I don't want to live like a pig anymore?
Let's see. 2 years out of high school.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
So
the
magic
trick didn't work. Yeah. The bathroom was always clean. Like,
oh,
when I was
in your house,
when I was living at home.
Yeah.
Then when I got to college, things changed.
Okay.
Yeah. So about two
years.
Were
you the one that would clean it?
Yeah. I can't do that. That's disgusting.
What about you, Taylor? When you decide, you know what, I'd like to have my bathroom, I'd like to live a clean, sanitary life.
So I've always been a clean person. I grew up sharing a bathroom with my sister, and she was a dirty one. I was always disgusted by her, honestly.
Yeah. I'm lavender guy, remember?
I mean, you are the lavender body soap.
Girls with their hair.
Long hair everywhere.
I was a terrible guy at this. Like, we had...
Your bathroom?
My entire apartment until I moved in with my wife, and we lived together before we got married. But we, in our... My dorm room, not dorm room, my apartment in Isla Vista, right? UCSB. We had a weed growing out of our garbage disposal.
You had a weed?
A weed.
In the garbage disposal.
Something had gotten in there. There was enough matter in the garbage disposal to create life.
Oh my God.
And it started to grow out. And so we're like, don't turn on the garbage disposal and see how tall it can get.
Are you
this
serious?
This is how The Last of Us starts.
So we had this thing grow out of there. Our bathroom, the only time it would, and by clean, I mean, somebody might go in there with a bottle of 409 and go, and wipe it off for 30 seconds.
Oh my God.
Like, and that's if somebody's girlfriend was coming over.
Oh,
that was it, right?
Oh,
otherwise,
God.
I'm not cleaning it. You clean it.
Oh,
I'm not cleaning it. You clean it.
That's gross. You had something green growing in your sink.
DeMarco, it was a good 8 inches tall. By
how
the
do
time
you grow something in
I
your
don't
sink?
I don't know, but it did.
It's and like
it was,
Swamp Thing or
it
something.
Was, it had a stalk. It was like a not a tree because it was tiny, but it had, it was like a weed.
Your alien life in, your, in your sink.
It wasn't weed. It was food detritus and whatever else had been thrown in there.
So we have two young men in the social media crew behind us too. They're around the same age. I wonder if they're the same way in which they're cleaning.
Yeah, I caught up. I live a very different life now. I'm happy. I'm happy to have
You've
it.
You've been domesticated.
It's the right way to do it, and I try to get the kids to do it.
And
doesn't really
the
work.
Bathroom's clean now, and I can rest easy. But yeah,
it's good roommating.
No
it
doubt,
really is. I would have said
pick your fight where you can pick your fight. I guess
I would have said to your roommate coming in, "Hey, listen, thrilled that you're moving in. You heads up, your bathroom is a nuclear
disgusting.
Waste site.
Burn it.
Good luck.
Right.
Good luck. You're gonna want to get here early to clean that up.
Yes, I love your pulled pork sandwiches, your sliders, but not 4 hours bathroom. That's not that much. That's gross.
Too much. All right. Lakers made a bunch of moves last week. They got a bunch of new guys in. We got to finally see him on Saturday. Lakers beat the Warriors. No LeBron, no Steph. So kind of a weird matchup in that game where the two biggest names weren't really playing. Lakers desperately needed that win. They have 25 games left. They're five games under 500. I say this every Monday. Emily, you've heard me say this week after. Another week off the schedule, still in 13th place.
Wow.
Like, I get they're only two games out of the 10th. They're right there. But another week and you didn't move at all. I get it. You just got your new guys. Some of them looked pretty. AD looked terrible again against the Warriors. But Vanderbilt looked pretty good. D'Angelo looked pretty good. Won a game without LeBron. We'll see whether or not he's going to play tonight against Portland. But all of a sudden, they have NBA players playing most of the time. And with all due respect to some of those other guys, a lot of those guys were barely NBA quality. The guys they have out there now are. They can hang. They can have a bad night where LeBron's out, have a bad night where AD underperforms, and still find a way to win a game. That was hopefully, you know, prayer hands right now, hopefully the beginning of them finding a way to win games, even if those other two guys aren't leading the way.
Well, so you like the players. How did you like the way they played? How did you like the way Darvin Ham coached?
It's hard to tell. I'm giving it a good five or six games before I'm saying, okay, they're doing this wrong or they're doing this right. you give him, what has he got, 5 or 6 new players.
Yeah.
It's going to take a minute to figure out how to use 5 or 6, who plays well with who doesn't play well with who. They haven't seen him with LeBron. When LeBron comes back, that's a totally different thing. Obviously, Anthony Davis was not in his rhythm, whatever that would be in that game. It doesn't mean it won't work eventually, but it didn't work on Saturday night. I'll give Darvin a week and a half, even though there's not much time, give him a little time to figure it out.
See, I blame you for the AD thing.
Okay.
You gave AD heat for sitting on the bench when LeBron broke the record, made history, right? I mean, that's just a part of the guy's process. So there could be some situation. There could be a head case going on with him right now, trying to figure out where he fits in. But I do like the Russ-less Laker squad.
Mm-hmm.
I do like what I'm seeing out of these players. There is an opportunity to get better here. And I think you actually have a chance to compete once you add LeBron back to the mix. But like you said, whatever it is that's going on between the ears with AD, you need to fix that ASAP. Even if you get the best out of what you just received and LeBron is still LeBron, without AD playing max level, you've got issues. You still have issues.
I don't know if it is figure outable, if that's a
word. With him?
Yeah. Because, look, he's been here a while now,
yeah,
and this has kind of been what you've gotten. You've gotten days where he's one of the best players in the league. You've gotten days where he's unavailable because he's hurt. And you got a bunch of days like we've seen in the last three games he's played where it's like, yeah, that's not very good. Not just not very good for him, it's just not very
good. Should LeBron be harder on him? Should LeBron treat him like Pippen? Because let Pippen tell it, Michael Jordan couldn't stand him.
Yeah, but LeBron and Jordan are such different personalities. LeBron is more passive-aggressive than Jordan. Jordan was, you're not doing what I need
or
out
I
of you.
Punch you in the
I'm
eye.
Or I'm going to fight you.
Yeah.
Right? I'm going to literally fight you, or I'm going to embarrass you publicly. Like, Jordan was ruthless. Kobe was tough like that. Kobe was, you know,
even better.
Powell, put on your big boy pants and, you know, all of that kind of stuff. And this is not a, hey, man, I love you. But
you think LeBron enables him?
I don't know if it's enabling as much as it is. It's LeBron. LeBron is LeBron. LeBron is going to do what he does. To ask him to be like Jordan, I think is unfair. He's not Jordan.
I think the only guy I've ever seen him really go at, and he really didn't go at him. Who was the guy that messed up? J.R. Smith. And that was just on the floor.
And that was a mistake in the moment,
yeah,
right?
And then defended him in the locker room.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah.
I think LeBron's a good teammate.
Great teammate.
I think LeBron is one of those guys that is probably very easy to get along with.
Well, maybe for this team, you can't be great teammate. Maybe you have to put the villain hat on.
Well,
maybe with Anthony Davis, to get to where you want to go, the way you're currently constructed, maybe you have to put the black hat on and become that guy.
Whatever they're doing for him, for AD, it's not connecting, right? The love hasn't connected. Tough love hasn't connected. Outright hostility hasn't connected. And what's going on behind closed doors, who knows? But his performance has been remarkably consistent in its inconsistency. You cannot bet on what you're going to get from him tonight. He could have 40 and kill it, be the best player in the floor. He could be completely invisible. Wouldn't be surprised. You just don't know.
I wonder why.
And that's what makes it so hard with him. Like, there's no question what you're going to get from LeBron. LeBron has good games and bad games.
Yeah.
But it's never, you always know he's out there.
Yeah. Turn it on, destroy street.
Yeah,
I know what you mean.
Steph Curry, when he's in the game, he may have a night where he can't make a shot, but you know he's out there the whole night.
That's true. Yeah.
You lose track of it. Weird.
And maybe it's got to be a physical thing. I don't think there's anyone out there or a scheme or a player that intimidates him into a bad game or puts him in that mode where he's going to be off that night. That happens in the NBA.
Sure.
So it's got to be something physical you can be great and then not great.
It's not opponent driven. For instance, a month or two ago when they played the Bucks in Milwaukee, he was as good as Giannis, toe-to-toe. Just awesome against Giannis. Played Giannis again the other night. Nah, not so much.
Not so much.
Not so much. It's not opponent driven. It's if anybody can figure it out,
I'll liken it to a guy I knew. I saw Alex Barron. He was a left tackle for the Rams in St. Louis. When he faced all pros and pro bowlers, locked them down. One of the best tackles in the game. When he faced Joe Bag of Donuts, that guy would beat him 5 times in a row.
Concentration
issues. It was just weird. You need that guy across from you to be special, to bring the special out of you. If you're facing an empty chair, that guy gets the best of you, and we could not figure out why.
All right. Patrick Mahomes has a resume that is Hall of Fame worthy, and we're really just getting started. We'll talk about it next. It's Trav and Slee. DeMarco's in for Slee on 710 ESPN.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
Is that what I sound like?
You're ready for that. You're ready for that right now.
See, right now,
yeah.
You guys tell me. I sound okay right now, right?
Yeah.
Let's see in 10 minutes.
That's what I'm saying. Like, by the time we get to the end of it, and I don't know if I just took the pulled pork cure or not, but yeah. That seems to be helping. I had a bite or two of the sliders that Emily bought in.
It's working. Yeah.
It is.
Yeah,
I just needed a little coleslaw and pork in my life.
I'm back. Pork butt.
Is there anything left? Can you show it to the YouTube?
Wow.
Can you show the pork slider to the YouTube at all?
I can if you'd like me to. It looks like a wolverine was eating it at this point. It's a bit all over the place. It's not ready for presentation, Emily.
Right,
how
exactly.
About that?
It's a bit of a messy one. Yeah. You got a big one.
It's a lot of sandwich. It's delicious. Thank you very much. You weren't lying, DeMarco.
It's so good, right?
Fantastic.
You love sports.
I do.
All sports.
I do.
Competition.
Mm-hmm.
If you could actually play hockey, would you?
You mean if I we're presupposing that I know how to skate?
That's what I mean. If you could actually play hockey, would you play that sport?
I'd like to try.
You'd like to try?
I'd like to try.
Okay.
Why were you watching?
I'm just watching it on TV, and I'm like, even if I could, I'm not sure if I would like want to play that game.
Have you been to NHL games?
Oh, a lot. Yeah, tons.
The speed is out of this world.
Unreal.
It really, and it's in a very, like a hockey rink is small.
Yeah.
It's a very confined amount of space, and there are 10 guys going really fast.
Cover some distance and stop on a dime.
Or put you through the wall.
Okay, my dumbest moment as an athlete, I'm meeting hockey players for the first time, and I asked them to explain what icing is. Mm-hmm. What does that mean? I thought icing meant you're spraying ice on the puck.
Okay.
Yeah, so they gave me the pat on the head. No. You American. You silly American.
No.
Yeah, no. This is what icing is. Yes. I'm just watching that. They told me the skill is actually on defense.
Oh, really?
The skill in hockey is actually on defense. Because on offense, if it's just me and you, they'd blow right by us.
Yeah.
So stopping that puck and sending it back is actually the skill part of it.
It's one of these things that when you see it, that it doesn't even make any sense. It's like Messi with the ball in his foot.
Yeah,
it's like it's surgically attached to his foot. It just he can run around in circles, but the ball never leaves that sick. The way that they can keep that puck on their stick
is unreal.
It's an unbelievable set of skills. It's Patrick Mahomes level skilled.
Wow,
you ready for this?
Yeah,
here's his resume. Okay, we're gonna take off that first year where he didn't really play. He was Alex Smith's backup. 5 years as a starter, he's won. Or he's been in 5 straight championship games. He's won 5 straight division titles.
Wow.
He's had 5 straight 12-win seasons. He's had 5 straight Pro Bowls. He's had 2 Super Bowl victories, 2 Super Bowl MVPs, and 2 NFL MVPs in 5 years. That's a career. If you play,
that's Hall of Fame worthy.
If you played 20 years and did that, you're a no lock or no doubt deadlock cinch, no brainer. Put him right in Hall of Famer. That's 5 years.
Yes, there's going to be 15 more.
So what's the ceiling? Like, if I said to you, I'm going to give you some numbers. You tell me. He's going to win when it's all said and done. 5 Super Bowls, over or under?
I'll take the over.
You think he'll get more than 5?
He's at 2 now.
He's at
and
2
he's 27.
Okay. MVPs, 5 MVPs.
That's hard because, you know, the MVP sometimes changes. It morphs.
Yep.
But I'd say at least two more.
Two more? So that's
at least
four.
Two more. Yeah, at least two more.
Okay,
yeah.
Four MVPs. He's going to go to how many more championship games?
Anybody 10? In the AFC West going to stop him?
Nothing that I've seen.
Yeah, well, the AFC, once you get into the postseason with all those quarterbacks, can be tough, but I would still take him over most. Overall, actually.
This feels like, and I don't want to overstate it because I don't like that all. The last thing you saw is the most crazy, best, important. In 5 years, he's gone to the Super Bowl three times. The only reason it wasn't four is because somebody lined up offsides at one point. He's been very good in the Super Bowl. He was the MVP twice. There really isn't a reason to say, here's why it's going to start. They've already paid him. He's got the right coach. He's got an organization that seems highly functional, right? That when these teams like that get cranked up, this isn't the Houston Texans or the Carolina Panthers or teams that pop up and then go right back down again.
Yeah.
This isn't Jacksonville, who's never good. Pittsburgh, Kansas City, San Francisco, Seattle, they're always got this standard that's pretty darn good along the way. And this is to a whole nother level because of Reed and Mahomes. Andy Reed is a little bit older. He's in his 60s. But it doesn't look like he's going to retire anywhere soon.
I think he's got 10 years left.
Yeah.
Easy.
This could be something that we see DeMarco for a solid 10 more years. He's not going to go to Super Bowl 10 years in a row, but he might go five of the next 10 years.
And don't discount the environment they're in. That's a great franchise to work for. They understand it. They get it. They support it. They love you. So this could happen again and again and again with Kansas City. And I'll say this, not like Jalen Hurts. Patrick Mahomes, his style of play lends itself to being healthy for the next 10 years. You know what I mean?
And he's
tough as nails.
Take hits.
He doesn't take hits. He's very good versus the rush. He can stand in the pocket and deliver and beat you that way. If you rush him, he can get out, right? What he'd rather do, stand in the pocket and throw the football. So he's not putting himself at risk that much. And when he does, he's great with it. Doesn't take a lot of hard shots. So chances are he's going to start 16 or 17 games next year. And then the year after that, and then the year after that. Keep compounding. And he's getting better. He's getting better as a quarterback and as an athlete. So we're just touching, scratching the surface with this guy.
Getting started with this guy. That's what's so amazing. And look, I believe in sports gods and things like that. The other thing that I think, when you look, you can tell, is this guy freaked out by what's going on around him right now. Big eyes. Like, oh man, this is a big deal. This is a big game. I'm going to speed up a little bit. I'm going to try a little harder. And then there are guys that come down a little bit. Like, yeah, this is cool. It's big. Joe Montana, come down a little bit. Tom Brady, come down a little. Patrick Mahomes has that, yeah, man, this is another big game. I've been in a million of these. I'm fine. You never see him on tilt.
Where's Taylor? I just asked him that very same question. He's a musician, right?
Yeah.
I said, how much do you rehearse? He said, none. I said, that must be a rush. Going out on stage. I love being in front of people. The thing he said was, I'm not nervous. That's what I get out of Mahomes.
Yep.
He's meant for this era. He's meant for now. He is born to do what he's doing. He's having a blast in that environment.
Yep.
Some guys is too big for us. So like I said, I think it's universal. There can't be a Skip Bayless for Patrick Mahomes.
Oh, there will be.
How? Where?
Because the same way there's one for LeBron.
Okay,
you know,
there's some arguments because there might be. I mean, but if you compare Mahomes to Brady, in 10 years he may be actually better than Brady.
I'm with you on that. But the thing, like, I want to use Josh Allen as an example, who I think is terrific. I think he's got a big.
He's gonna get hurt.
He's competitive.
Yeah,
he's awesome. He's super fun to watch.
Yeah,
in big moments he gets sped up a little bit. He tries to do a little too much. Tries to take on.
He's got
a
some Jameis in
much.
Him.
It's a little bit of I can do it.
Yeah.
You know what? It's good. I'll skip Jameis. I'll give him something a little bit better than that. A little bit of Brett Favre in him.
You ain't seen my fastball.
Right. The problem is that other guy has, and he's fine. And I can hit your fastball, and let's do it. And I'm going to pitch a little bit. Mahomes is going to pitch. He's going to try to throw it by you. And that doesn't always work. You got to have that second thing. Mahomes has the second thing, the third thing, the tenth thing.
And with a coach that's feeding him all the right information. The funniest Brett Favre story was when he said he didn't know what cover two was. Yeah, I laughed. I'm like, that's the way it looks. Like, you didn't know it was cover two?
Yeah, I believe you.
You can't throw it there. And he did. You're right. Yeah.
What? Speaking of weird throws, what was up with Hurts' Hail Mary at the end of the game? The ball went like 25 yards in the air.
Look,
did he slip?
It looked like it just... came out of his hand bad.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Because you're thinking, okay, he's going to have to throw it as far as he can throw
Something
it.
Something was up with that field, too.
Emily, yeah, you were saying okay. it got yeah. slipping all over the place.
Yeah, so the NFL spent like a ton of money to get this field, a new grass, new like Bermuda blend of grass. They were tweeting about it. They were like piping up this grass for the past week. They had this like they had even this like time-lapse video of like rolling in the grass and not. So like the NFL was really trying to be like, this is going to be everything. Because remember last year with the turf field, OBJ tears his ACL. Everyone's kind of up in the air about the turf fields. Comes on. Everybody's slipping all over the place. The Eagles kicker slips. A couple Eagles running backs slip. Travis Kelce slips. You see the whole game. I think Jalen Hurts had to change out his cleats. A bunch of people changed out their cleats during the game because there were so many like holes in the field and the grass was so slippery that no one got anything done. So it's hard sometimes to see like if this game had been played on a different field, like how different the game could it be? Because it was a lot of big things happened.
On turf, yeah. That might, well, it was high scoring anyway. But loose means wet to me. When the turf is loose. Pacheco, the Chiefs running back, he got up and he had a chunk of turf on his helmet. But that's normal for him. That's the way he plays the game. But when I start seeing that, that means turf is loose. If turf is loose, that means it's wet. So maybe it just slipped out of his hand. How else can you explain the fumble?
It was weird.
It just came right out of his hand.
Yeah, it was weird. And what was odd about that, too, was it was really the only mistake in the whole game.
Yeah.
Like, you look at it, the Chiefs didn't make a ton of mistakes. The Eagles didn't make a ton of mistakes. He made one. It was a big one. Scoop and score going back the other way. But it's a remarkably clean game.
Yeah.
Relatively penalty-free. There weren't a ton of flags. Like, I go back to the game-winning drive for the Rams last year. That final drive, three or four penalties kept that alive.
Right.
Right? They needed to catch a couple of breaks with some flags.
Thank you, Bengals.
And they did because the Bengals kept committing penalties. But this was a pretty clean game for the most part, minus Hurts's fumble.
No doubt. And that underscores how good Mahomes is. You only made one mistake. One. And he beat you. That's what I mean. You have to be at your best. You have to take it to him, and you can't make any mistakes. That is hard for even the best teams to do against guys like him and Tom Brady.
So here's the thing for Mahomes, talking about what comes next. And he's got two Super Bowls. He's got two MVPs. The very best teams, the very best players that he's going to go up against for the foreseeable future, and this stuff changes, but it doesn't change that fast, they're all in his half of the draw. Here are the MVP odds for next year. Mahomes is at the top, plus 700. Also 700, Joe Burrow. Also 700, Josh Allen. AFC, AFC. Next guy, Justin Herbert, plus 900. AFC. Next guy, Tua, plus 1,200. AFC. Jalen Hurts, plus 1,200. NFC. Of those top six, five of them are in one half of the draw. That's why the Brady thing feels a bit out of reach. Because there's just too many good teams in that half. If those guys were split evenly between AFC and NFC... Okay, but they're all – he's going to have to beat two of those guys every year in the playoffs.
Okay, so I hope this isn't hot take territory, but I'll just say it. Burrow, that's about to go south in about a year and a half.
Because of the money?
Once they start paying him.
Okay.
And once they start trying to keep him, because Cincinnati is cash-strapped. We know this, right? So you'll have Burrow, but you might not have much else there with him. So –
But back to that virtuoso thing. Is he that? He feels more like that too, right?
If you could supplement Joe Burrow like Kansas City is supplementing
what if
Patrick
they get
Mahomes?
Him a decent offensive line and a weapon. Keep just Chase or Higgins or whoever it might be. We're going to have the quarterback. We're going
to
protect
You're
him.
You're going to have to draft well. You're going to have to draft well up front. Okay. Draft and develop some offensive line to protect him. There's still an opportunity, absolutely. But I would say if you look at Cincinnati's track record, it's going to be just Joe Burrow at some point, and he's going to get beaten up. Josh Allen at some point is going to get beaten up. I'm not even sure what Tua's going to have left. We just heard he's taking judo to protect his head now. He's learning judo to protect his head from professional football.
Okay, I don't want to go too far down the rabbit hole in this one, but I hope to be wrong. You can't, right? If you play quarterback in this league, the rules are set up to protect you as best as they can. You're going to get hit occasionally. You're going to hit the ground occasionally. You're going to get hit in the head occasionally. And obviously he's had a terrible season with concussions. I don't care if you take judo, karate, ballet, or anything else. It's football. You're going to get your head hit.
Yeah. Unless it heals and the brain is a mystery, right? Having this conversation with David Edwards, the Rams guard.
Sure.
He felt great and then he didn't. He was in, he was out. So imagine the quarterback who gets hit a lot, who hits the deck, and every shot is a whiplash shot. Mm. So, yeah, I mean, I think that list might get thinned out by where they are, who he's playing
Herbert
against.
Ever going to poke his nose into that conversation?
Maybe. I mean, you got to tell me more about San Diego. Excuse me, about the LA Chargers. I'm sorry.
San Diego,
you got to tell me more about that organization. And it seems like they treat their quarterbacks well. They yeah. treated Rivers well. They yeah. supplemented him. They drafted well. But is that the same group there now?
Well, ownership's the same. Telesco's been the GM there for a while now, but not going all the way back to like when they drafted Phil
Rivers.
I think
they understand what they have, and maybe he has a shot. But the economics of football will catch up with that side at some point.
And the economics have already caught up to Kansas City, and they're still there. That's the part that's so crazy.
Yeah.
They're still on top of that, despite paying Patrick Mahomes $50 million a year, whatever the number
is. You don't need a Ty Hill.
Factor Cap coming up next. It's Travis Lee, 710 ESPN.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, guys. All right, Taylor, Factor Cap, Travis didn't finish the beer can.
Watch yourself, Taylor. Just saying, I've already got one person on my list today. I'll make it longer.
I think it's fact.
Yeah. Walk the line, Trav. Got to see it again.
I saw a little spillage on the shirt, too.
I did spill a little bit on my shirt. That's true.
It's par for the course. All right, so today is Galentine's Day, which we know Taylor absolutely hates because it was one of his 2 days that he hates in the year, I guess, because he hates female friendships.
That's right.
All right, so you have a perfect – so the basis of Galentine's Day is after Parks and Recreation – the day before Valentine's Day, Leslie Knope would go and have a day to celebrate the female friendships in your life, and you give gifts to your friends and have a hangout. So,
what'd you bring me, DeMarco?
Nothing.
So, you have a perfect idea for a day with just you and your bros. Trav, Factor Cap.
Yeah, I think I could get pretty close to something that everybody would like. I know. I mean, we're talking about like my friend group that I hang out with on weekends.
Yeah, but
like
it's got to be like a guy group. No ladies.
Yeah. No. It's go play a little golf in the morning, maybe hang out in the bar afterwards, have a little bit of something to eat, and then maybe go have a few more drinks somewhere else and have a nice dinner somewhere with a lot of dark wood and red leather and martinis. There you go. That's the end of the night. That's a good day.
DeMarco?
What's the question? Like, what's
so you have an idea of what you would do with you and your bros on like a Galentine's Day for men?
Fact.
Okay, so what is your day?
I'm not going to tell you what it is, but fact. Yeah.
Does it involve pulled pork sliders?
Definitely now, yes. At some point, absolutely. But
why
absolutely.
Can't you share your day with us?
Well, come on now.
Oh, well, yeah. Keep in mind, it's just guys.
Come on now. You know what I'm saying? Okay.
Taylor.
Yeah, I'm kind of with DeMarco too. You know, there's some PG-13 stuff out there, but I don't know. For a G-rated, maybe there's different friend groups I have. So we could go out on the boat, go wakeboarding. We could go play some basketball, watch sports. Depends on who I'm with.
All good stuff. Maybe we'll not need to find another day for you guys to have your day. So don't worry. I'll do stuff with my friends.
It's called Saturday.
Exactly.
Yeah, I don't need
for the boys.
Yeah, we're going to go do that.
So my roommates last night were watching football with me, and they've watched a total of like 2 games this whole year. So they don't watch a lot of football. They kind of can tell the rules, but not super well. But this is their suggestions for rule changes for the NFL. So you should get style points if you score. So like, you get more points if you do it like with style. So like if they did the snow globe and then they scored, they get 8 points instead of 6. If you do a backflip, you get 8 points instead of 6, something like that. And then if you get a turnover, you should get the ball back. So with a fumble recovery, like a scoop and score, then the Chiefs would get the ball back. Instead of the ball going back to the Eagles, they can chew more time.
That's a horrible idea.
So those are the two suggestions. So you agree that these are you agree with my roommates that these are actually good suggestions. DeMarco, Factor Cap.
Cap, that's a horrible idea. Really? So I turn the ball over and you can score and then get the ball back?
So yeah,
it's like a flagrant foul in the NBA. You get the ball and the bucket.
Yeah, so basically the game is over.
I don't know if it's
one turnover,
quarter.
It's over. Yeah, that's the style points. You almost had me there.
Okay.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind that. A little extra point for something. Yeah, razzle dazzle.
I'm going cap on both. The defensive one is actually more intriguing to me than the style points one, because this idea of we got it and we get it back, it's like a double whammy. Your turnovers would hurt worse.
Yeah.
Right? So I don't hate it. I don't love it.
The but style defensive scores are so rare.
They like, are. Not,
anyway, go on.
You're forgetting that Stafford is your quarterback, right? Okay?
No, what I'm saying is Aaron Donald gets a scoop and score, and then Stafford gets the ball back after that.
But what if Stafford turns it over?
Well, I don't like to focus on the negative.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
That's not my thing. The problem with doing the style points, what are we going to have, like, figure skating judges to decide what is stylistic and what isn't?
What's funny is that's literally the thing he gave as the example, because he was like, yeah, they do it in figure skating. I'm like, but it's so subjective.
Exactly.
That's why you get mad at figure skating.
Yeah, especially if we get the Russian judge who's sticking it to somebody that they don't like.
Somebody got paid.
Right.
Well, I mean, I'm just, look, some guys get beat so bad, you deserve an extra point. Yeah. That was horrible.
Look, if there's just some, like, some sort of, like, Caesar who's up in the booth just, like, thumbs up, thumbs down, like, give him an extra point.
Right.
As long as I'm the Caesar, I'm all for it.
You got my vote. Yes.
Cap, this is all starting to sound like the XFL. I think, though, one rule I like it. I think Canadian football does it. They have the field goal post inside.
Yeah, in the field of play.
Yeah, I like that.
They used to
like
that.
I kind of like that.
Back in the day, the goalpost was on the goal line.
Okay,
you can
I'll take
you
out
to
a field. I'll take you out to a park, and I'll have you run a slant route with a tree. That's won't even come close. I guarantee you, you'll look at it. Yeah.
All right. Hey, I'm not playing.
That's the best answer.
So you
entertain me.
So in my house. I'm the one kind of in charge of, so we have like Chromecast, but I'm always the one that's like casting to the TV. I'm kind of in charge of the volume. I'm in charge of the things, because it's something that I just kind of like take on. But you are in charge of the remote in your home. Taylor, Fetter, Cap.
Cap, no, I wasn't at the... So who put you in charge, Emily?
Emily did.
Okay.
This was a coup.
Yes.
This was not a democracy that elected her. She took it by force.
I don't have to have her.
No one else was stepping up to do it, so I have to do it.
There was a power vacuum, and she ascended to the peak.
Done.
Exactly. But so you don't do it, Taylor?
I don't mind. Whoever wants the volume control, you know, that's all you.
All right, Jeff?
I usually have the remote control. Like, Susan gets frustrated with my... insistence might be a strong word. I like to have the remote control. I like to be, because I don't like to sit the second what I'm watching isn't on, like watching a football game, right?
Yeah.
And it goes commercial, boom, I'm off. I'm looking for something else. I always get back in time.
Yeah.
And she just lets it sit there and it drives me crazy. I don't want to watch a commercial for Ivory Soap. I know, let's go. Next thing.
Yeah.
So we've had moments about that.
And you know what's interesting.
Yes, I know what I like.
You know what you like.
I know what I'm looking for.
I got to go Cap, though, because I have a 7-year-old.
Oh, does he get it?
Or she
gets it.
Oh, yeah. She steals everything. It's
so
hers.
She's turning on Dora or Blue's Clues? Or
we are going through Scooby-Doo.
Oh, that's not bad.
The new Scooby-Doo.
Oh,
yeah.
That?
Like the Velma one that's on HBO?
No, we can't watch the Velma
one. Oh, right, because it's a little more adult.
It's a little racy, but it's the new newfangled Scooby-Doo.
Shaggy and Fred and Velma, they're all
there. The whole crew.
Daphne.
But it's just different character development, so you learn more about him. So we're going through Scooby-Doo, and it's been fun. But I don't own the remote in my house. She does. Yeah. Yep.
All right. So last one, I think. But so I liked the commercials yesterday. I think that there were some strong ones. I think a lot of them I'd already seen, which is kind of like, and I know we talked about last week, where like it's not really a Super Bowl commercial. If you don't see it first, the Super Bowl, it's just then happens to be a commercial that airs during the Super Bowl. So that's kind of the idea. But, you know, my favorite one was the Ram EV commercial. DeMarco, did you see it? Taylor, did you see it?
Ram EV.
Yes.
Explain it.
So it's an electric vehicle commercial. So it's, but like the trappings of the commercial look like it's an ED commercial. And then they're like, oh, but you have the EV, like Ram EV. So it's a very funny commercial. I thought the premise was really good. So that was my favorite one. But you still care about Super Bowl commercials. Travis, Fetter, Cap.
Fact, I think, although I might be a bit hypocritical here, DeMarco, because I didn't really... was at a party last night, so I couldn't really hear them.
Right.
You were kind of, they were on and you catch a little piece of it. I saw one where Tony Romo was dressed as Bill Murray from Caddyshack, and I saw the one where Sarah McLachlan had a wolf in her tent, like getting little bits. I saw Tuco go tight at the end. Like, I got little pieces of them.
Yeah.
I like them, but I wasn't able to kind of take them all in.
I thought it was just me and the age. I'll go Cap. I'm over it. So that's fact, right?
Yes.
I'm fact then. I'm kind of over it. But the Ben Affleck one, I like being surprised, and that was hilarious. Ben Affleck, full Boston accent, selling donuts at the drive-thru, was hilarious. And then J-Lo showed up. Yeah.
It's, like, what are we going for? Are we going for amusing? Is that a good Super Bowl ad to make you laugh? Or is it just you need to remember what it was? Like, I don't know what the goal is anymore.
I think it needs to be amusing, and it kind of has to stir something, like, on social media in a way in which to, like, have its life of its own. But, okay, yesterday there was a ton
long before social media was when these things had much greater impact.
Right.
True.
Like, you would remember them because, to your point, it's on social media before the game starts. It lives forever on social media, whereas when you had Cindy Crawford putting gas in her car, drinking a Pepsi, I remember that like it happened yesterday.
My life changed that day.
That was way before social. That was probably because I was 17.
Of course.
That probably helped too, but now it's they just threw them as quickly as they come.
Yeah, there's a lot of QR codes that were on the screen too. You're like, you gotta scan it.
Have you ever done that?
QR code? No.
Like on it. I mean, I've used QR code in restaurants and things like
not
that.
Not on TV. No.
On TV, like, oh, pause that QR code. Never.
I feel like they'll have you. The balloon people will take you.
I got bad news for you.
They already have you? See? But if you do that, you get beamed up to the balloon.
Do you have an iPhone?
Yeah. I do have an iPhone.
Yeah, you're out.
They already got me?
They got you.
Oh, my God. Okay.
Taylor?
Cap, I think they kind of lost their luster a little bit. Maybe I don't have a sense of humor anymore, but I don't know. I think they were just better 15 years ago.
They're reaching.
Okay, also, are they better 15 years ago, or were you just a kid?
That's what I'm saying.
That's also the same thing.
Maybe my sense of humor's changed, but I don't know. I feel like they'd be trying to target people like me. Who knows?
You would think, and they're, I don't know.
The Bradley Cooper one, was that his mom?
Yeah, that was his mom.
That was hilarious.
It was very cute.
That was great.
What was that one I missed?
T-Mobile.
T-Mobile. They were just going back and forth talking. Yeah.
And he's an Eagles guy and stuff. He looked a little disheveled, I was gonna say. But yeah, that one was funny. There were some very unfunny ones. There were some ones that were kind of, you know, just didn't land. But like the M&M one didn't land to me. But anyway.
Was that the one with Maya Rudolph?
Yeah. So they did the Maya Rudolph one. And then after the game was done, they're like, oh, we're bringing medley M&Ms. Yeah. You're like,
what are medley M&Ms?
I have no idea.
Sorry?
What are medley M&Ms?
Oh, they brought back the M&Ms. That's all I was saying.
They brought back the M&Ms.
Yeah.
Where'd they go?
Yeah, where
was something about M&Ms.
So
yeah.
It was like a cheeky thing with something that was happening on a news organization that didn't like the M&Ms. And then they were like, we're getting rid of the spokespeople. And then Maya Rudolph came in and they came back. Anyway.
We're not getting rid of M&Ms. You'll get my M&Ms when you pry them from my cold dead hands.
Yes.
Pretty good. Favorite M&M, just the traditional ones? You got a more exotic variety?
Yes.
You like them all?
More.
Can I just tell you, dark chocolate peanut M&Ms?
Are they good?
Oh, my gosh.
Are they dark chocolate peanut M&Ms?
Dark chocolate M&Ms, dark chocolate peanut M&Ms, regular M&Ms. They're M&Ms.
Is there a 7-Eleven?
I heard they're back.
Yeah.
They're back. I don't know where they went, but they're definitely back. Major League Baseball, spring training getting ready to go here in just a bit. We got new rules, DeMarco, and I dig them. It's coming up next. Travis Slee. DeMarco in for Slee on 710 ESPN. I'm whipping votes. I'm rallying support, as they say. I just checked in with DeAndre and Parker. They both live like sloppy young men.
Are you guys really? You guys are slobs?
They both said. Parker confessed right away.
Come on,
he's
fellas.
He's like, nah, I do. And DeAndre's like, well. I'm like, come on. He's like, yeah, I do too.
Are they single?
Yes, I believe they both are.
All right. If you want to know why, that's it.
I think Parker has a girlfriend, so I think he's okay.
Okay, clean up, man. Come on now. What did my brother say?
Girlfriend is different than wife, though, right?
That's
very true.
Yeah. Girlfriend is different than wife because girlfriend can find your apartment disgusting and leave to her house, and she's kind of over it at that point. Wife is like, no, you got to clean that up.
Right.
And then I can either do it
or
not. And doing it is a much better option.
No doubt. What did my brother say? Leave your bathroom clean enough for somebody else to use it.
That's a good one.
Yeah, that's what he said.
I like
that. That's kind of something I live by.
So the bathroom is important.
Yeah.
I would argue that the kitchen is more important.
I clean the kitchen.
Yeah, so do I.
That's my gig.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I like to work in a clean workspace.
No doubt.
Right?
Yeah,
if I'm going to go down there and get my pots and pans and everything going, my board, and have all my, like, everything in its spot.
So you're cooking. You're moving around in the kitchen. You're making something happen. Do you hate when people walk in the kitchen?
No.
Really?
No.
Why do you come in when I'm cooking?
Well, our kitchen's kind of centrally located. It would be hard for people not to come in.
You don't have to come in. You know I'm in there.
There's no doors now that I think about it.
But ask me for what you... I'll get it to you. Just stay out of the kitchen.
Like, I'm the same way, DeMarco. I like to have... Like, I mean, I kind of... I'm not going to like shoo anybody away, but it's nice to have no one in your space.
What's being interrupted?
My rhythm.
Yes.
My space.
Yes.
I'm planning things out. I'm going to go from here to here to here. Yes. Thank you. See?
I appreciate the artistic endeavor. I truly do. But if you're coming in to, you know, grab an apple out of the fridge, I'm not going to bark at you.
I also have like my headphones on most of the time and I really listen to music. And so if people try to get my attention too, they had to interrupt my music and then,
So I'm coming into work today. What you just said remind me of this because this drives her crazy. The system that runs one of our cars is kind of done on a touch screen, right?
Yeah.
And it just didn't come on this morning. The car ran fine. Car was fully operational and everything else. But none of the display would come on and none of the audio or anything else. So, Emily, I was forced to ride in complete silence this morning. And she thinks I'm weird because I like long drives with nothing in there. And I'm like, this was not a choice, but rather a result of the car not working properly.
Yeah.
But it was wonderful. I had a nice, peaceful morning.
See, yeah,
I'm glad you had a great time.
Nice internal dialogue. Are you, you're always music, always something?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm with you.
Almost all times of the day, I'll have something going on.
Me
I'll listen to a podcast. I'll listen to music, whatever kind of the mood is.
Like, why do your own thoughts frighten you so much?
Wow, that's a question from my therapist that I'm going to see later today.
Great question.
like when I did the cleaning for 4 hours on Saturday, it was a mix of both music and then when UVA was playing Duke.
I don't mind, like if you're cleaning something up or cooking, like to have the music on or the TV in the background. Like I'm with you on that, but a nice long drive where it's just the hum of the road, DeMarco, I don't mind that.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't mind that.
Thinking. Figuring some stuff out. I'm with you.
Work through a couple of things. You might find out you like that person in there.
Well, you're married. You never get to finish an argument anyway. See,
that's
the only way
Maybe
win.
Maybe when I have someone I live with all the time, like it's my partner, then that would be different.
What,
but
I should have said was...
Right.
I don't like the sound of my car when it's silent, too, so that adds to it.
Yeah, the grinding of the gears and everything else.
Wow.
Not a bad. It is a Bud Light Reaction Monday on 710 ESPN. We're reacting to everything that went down on Super Bowl Sunday. Of course, it's presented by Bud Light. Make Bud Light your game day beer. Bud Light, easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Must be 21 or older. Please enjoy responsibly. Major League Baseball has some new rules. I know you're a baseball guy like I am. I think I like all of them. One of them I don't quite
You're allowing
understand.
Steroids.
They tried that.
Okay.
And that, but I was going to say they tried that and it didn't go well.
That was
fun. They tried that and it went awesome, right. As a matter of fact. Everybody was like, 65 home runs? Hell yes.
Yeah.
Let's see it again. It's not legalizing
steroids. Okay.
That's not it. The ghost runner that they do at second base to start extra innings. It's here for good. It's now part of the game.
Okay.
Do you like that?
I do like that.
I love it.
Yeah. Good way to end games.
It ends it faster.
Yeah.
I mean, when was the last time you saw a 15-inning game?
True.
Never.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
They're done by the 10th or 11th inning almost every
like
time.
That. I do. Let's get some closure to this game. Yeah.
And what it does too is it puts a little strategy in this game, right? You're going to bunt them over or you're not. If you bunt them over, you walk the next guy, you walk the next two. There's some strategic elements of that. So that is in for good. Pitch clock is now here.
Yay!
Nobody on base. You got 15 seconds from the time you get the ball back to the catcher before you have to start your windup.
Who's going to hate it? Which pitcher's going to hate it?
Pitchers.
Which pitcher's going to hate it? Who's going to snap?
Well,
anybody on the Dodgers going to snap?
Kershaw works pretty fast. Urias works pretty fast. Bueller works pretty fast. May works fast. So they don't have a lot of really slow guys.
I'm trying to think, who is the slowest pitcher out there that's really going to hate?
Anybody on the Angels?
They pitch slow?
Oh, okay. My gosh. They just...
Ohtani pitches slow?
No, Ohtani works okay.
He works okay?
It's just
okay.
Angel games just are...
Okay, good. They should be on a pitch clock. That's not fair.
20 seconds if there's somebody on base. So you got to give you a little more time to kind of peek
Five
over
second strategy.
And see what's going there. This one, don't necessarily love it. Pitchers are only allowed what are called two disengagements from the rubber. Number of times you can step off to get a new sign, step off to throw a pick at one of the bases. So... I don't know about that. If you've got a guy, let's say you've got somebody with great speed, for Mookie Betts is at first base, okay? Great speed. If I'm the pitcher, I need to be able to pick over there more than twice. That's part of baseball. I have to be able to keep him this much closer to the bag. If I've got one, he knows I'm probably not coming over there because I got to save it. Or if I've got two, he's halfway to second base before he even let go of the ball. I don't like that one.
Well, I'm trying to – how can I appease you? I mean, because that does get annoying. All those peeking. All that often, coming off the rubber.
How often does it happen?
It depends on who's on first base.
Yeah. But not a lot.
You can tell sometimes when the pitcher's just scared. You can tell true. He's doing that to buy time.
Well, then have a fear corollary to the rule.
Okay.
He's just doing it because he's scared.
You know when the guy's doing it because he's afraid to go home to pitch it in there. So, three?
I don't think it should be any. Okay. I think it's one of those. This is one of these things we have to live with. If all of this other stuff works out, this will become a drop in the bucket.
Okay, fair.
So I don't love that one. Yeah. This one, I don't know what took so long. The defense has to position two infielders on each side of second base. Okay? That thing of we're going to put three guys over here or three guys, that's gone.
So no shift.
No shift.
Love
and
it.
They have to be, all four infielders have to be on the dirt or the infield grass.
Love it. No more
putting your second baseman in shallow right field.
How did that become in vogue so fast?
Because it works.
Who did it first?
Math did it first. So these guys that are really bright.
Because I don't remember talking about the shift until like 10 or 12 years ago.
I think that's probably when it became most popular. So baseball is so driven by numbers, right? It's the sport that is most driven by records and numbers and analytics and everything else. And they realized that, let's pick a guy, Cody Bellinger, Max Muncy, left 85% of the balls they hit are in this little area right
over there. Right.
Put all your players over there. You hit a ball to third base once every 5 months. Why would you ever put somebody over there?
Right.
Don't put them over there. Put them over there. It works. That was the problem. It worked too well. So now, got to pull that guy off. There's more space. Guys are on base more. We're here to see runs. We're here to see plays. We're here to see double plays. Yeah. We're here to see a bang bang play at third base. We're here to see a guy try to score from second.
See, you're a Dodgers fan. You know what? You can hit. Well, imagine having a team that couldn't hit.
Well,
yeah.
But you're still, this is an offensive rule. It's going to help everybody. This is going to help. The only guys that shouldn't like this are pitchers. But the problem is games that are just nothing but strikeouts and groundouts to right field. It's boring as hell.
Completely boring. But some teams depend on it. Some teams need it. Some of these mid-market, small-market teams that don't have a bunch of clubbers up and down.
Everybody's using it now.
True. But I'm just, if that's your only way to stay in games, to keep the score low, now you're removing that. Well, I have no shot to win.
What's a perfect baseball score? You go to a game, you go with your kids, your wife, your buddies, and you want to see a good game.
I think 5-4 is good.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
I always said 7-5 for me. That's a great game.
Yeah, yeah. And you win it in the ninth. Yeah, that's great.
I don't need 12-10.
No.
But I don't need 2-1 a bunch of times either.
2-1 puts me to sleep.
2-1 sucks.
As soon as you said it, I got sleepy.
Yeah, 2-1 in the playoffs, cool.
Unless you got a no-no going.
That's different.
Yeah, and then that's fun, right?
Give me some runs.
No doubt.
Give me some runs. Chiefs are Super Bowl champions, and they might just be getting started. That's coming up next. It's Travis Lee, 710 ESPN.